The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
So much like his mom, Zane, my youngest, he's obsessed with like murder mystery and the underbelly of society. He gets that from his mom.
Yep, she's very fascinated.
She loves it. I told you he called me from the parking lot the other day when Amber was in a store thinking the guy beside him was going to kidnap him.
Yes. Right. Right. Tomorrow. He's seen too much.
Poor kid.
He's seen too much.
And then once they reach 13, there's not much you can do about that, right?
No.
Can't guard his every move and what all the murder
he's
stuff that he
just
watches.
Just live in terror.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But I did actually look this up for him. Because he was really curious as how long it would take someone to chloroform him. Like how long it would take to knock him out.
Half a second?
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
So the process of you getting knocked out is, that's fast.
Yes.
But the process of someone, you know how you see it on a show, they put something on the rag for a couple of seconds and they throw it on your face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would never work.
Oh.
It would take like several minutes.
You got to hold them there.
Huh? Oh.
For it to soak in chloroform, for it to work, be strong enough to knock someone out.
You telling us how to chloroform someone?
Well, yeah, I already know. I already know how, at least.
If anybody in the area disappears anytime soon, you have a prime suspect.
Yep. You know what you don't want to have on your computer? How long does it take to chloroform someone?
I don't think you should be Googling chloroform stuff.
No, you shouldn't.
I'm a little freaked out right now.
Yeah.
What else do you use it for? Is there anything else you use it for? Like cleaning windows?
Is it a cleaning agent?
Like, I don't know, Dave. What is chloroform?
You go ahead and look it up, James.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
James. James just shakes his head.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Why don't you look up how to build a bomb, too, while you're at it?
Yeah.
I'm sure I've done that already. What is chloroform?
There it is.
Okay, let's get to it here. Doop, da boop, boop, boop. The Google is working.
Wow, it's real fast, huh? Mm-hmm.
Used as a solvent for floor polishes, resins, adhesives, fats, oils, and rubber.
So it breaks down glue and things.
Also used as a refrigerant. And it's been used to reduce pain during medical procedures.
Yeah, it'll knock you right out.
Mm-hmm. No pain.
That's crazy.
So you know exactly how much you have to put on a rag and for how long.
The point of this was to make him not freak out, right? To be like, come on. First of all, this is never used in real life. Barely. Come on. I mean, it's not.
I don't know. Is it not? I don't know. Yeah,
does anyone in the room know anyone that's been chloroformed?
No.
Well, no, but I also don't know anyone who was kidnapped or raped.
Ooh.
Or, you know, murdered. But it happens.
Well, sure, but it's rare. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't be on your top list of concerns.
No.
Definitely not.
My goal was just to bust him.
Ease his mind.
Like, just make him realize this is not reality.
Did he feel better after that?
Yeah, he did.
You should have told him about sex trafficking and stuff. That would have got his mind off of it.
That's a funny thing to be scared of chloroform.
That is a concern. Being sex trafficked, that's more of a concern.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Chloroform,
hey, come on, bud. Like, don't even worry about chloroform. You can get sexually trafficked at any second.
Gosh, Jesus Christ.
Tell your kid that.
No, I'm just saying, get his mind off of it.
That is a funny response. Oh, you don't have to worry about chloroform. It takes a couple of minutes for it to work.
Yeah, exactly. They'd have to pour it on a piece of paper for 2 minutes before.
They'd have to soak a rag in it for 5 minutes before it would actually be able to knock you out.
What you got
to
really worry about is somebody sneaking up behind you with the pillowcase and then putting it over your head and then shoving it in the back of a van.
Exactly.
And then you wake up in a room with just a hole in it and just wieners just keep popping.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
and if you want food, and if you want some food,
that's the only way you'll get to eat.
Yeah. Okay.
The wiener room that James just described is the most horrifying thing I've ever.
There's definitely a wiener room somewhere.
You watch that horror movie.
I'm going to write it.
The wiener room.
Write that down. It's your first.
That's the name. My horror masterpiece, and then I'll follow it up with the comedy version of it with the wiener room, and it's just hot dogs.
The wiener room.
Yeah, the whole thing could be built on people's really dumb casual fears and then you teaching them what fear's all
about.
I'm
so scared of bees. You know what's really scary? Somebody sneaks up behind you, beats you over the head with a bat. They shove you in a van. Next thing you know, you wake up, you're chained up. Doggy style.
In the wiener.
Face down, butt up, and you got nothing to do but
chill out. Weird in here.
Oh my God.
Things are getting really weird.
He's an artist. Gene's an artist.
An artist.
Yep.
I think I saw it at the wrong time in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like a sexual saw man.
You thought human centipede was bad. Wait for the wiener room.
Exactly.
I make human centipede look like a bitch.
Yeah, I agree.
Someone listening does know.
Of course.
I was 14, they said one of my best friends almost got chloroform while skateboarding by himself. He hit the guy in the head with a skateboard and ran to a friend's house to call the cops.
Jesus, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't soak it long enough, you know?
That's it.
Your next time I'll be ready.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for the heads up, Dave.
This radio program I was listening to gave me some hot tips.
They're my favorite.
Hot chloroform
tips. Definitely his favorite.
Hot chloroform tips.
Wow.
I only been soaking it for like 30 seconds. Now I know. Leave it in there for 5 minutes when I take it.
I haven't been using enough. That's a problem. That's why they all get away.
I did not mean to give any tips to potential kids.
Thanks for the knowledge nugget, Dave. Dave Hunter's knowledge nugget.
Remember the wagon step on the people in prison.
Yeah. Thank God it's Dave Hunter's knowledge nugget.
Taking us to number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaks.
Number one with freaks.
Oh, we always have.
That's it. You got to hold it there longer.
Oh, yeah. You're out.
Man,
you're out.
All right. I should not give any more killer nuggets.
No killer nuggets.
That's it. No more. It was just in an effort to calm my son's nerves about something ridiculous.
Yeah.
I got to the bottom of it.
That's good.
I don't think that would calm my nerves. No offense, but I think like he's staring at a guy in a car. The guy that whole time could have the rag soaking.
Yeah,
in like a little pot.
So that was just one of the things. I also looked up that like there's been no kidnappings around. You know, like I looked up all sorts of
right.
things.
And just keep the doors locked and the windows up and, you know, call someone or something. It'll be all right. Just tell them
kids
that.
Get taken. You just have to cross your fingers that it's not your kid.
Don't give the kid any mace or anything. He'll be macing everyone.
Oh, my God.
No way. Everyone will be macing.
He's just living
old lady walking by
in terror right now. He's living in absolute terror. Wait till Uncle Chuck gets to talk to him.
Uh-oh.
Uncle Chuck already ate in the F word, so yeah. Uncle Chuck never got to talk to Zane too much.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
We kept him
away. Dude, have you thought about sex trafficking yet? Man, it's a real problem.
Oh, my God.
They keep cracking down on it all the time.
Show them that
sex trafficking
video. I don't want to tell you what it is, but here's a video on YouTube.
Show them that video of that monkey trying to take kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, Zane, have you heard?
No.
The monkeys are now coming on little motorcycles,
no,
and they're trying to take
it. That happens in India.
Yeah.
He's never going to go to India.
He'll never go to a family trip.
Mm-mm. Never.
Nope.
There's no way we'll get him to India. Mm-mm. He's too terrified of what happens there.
Yeah.
But he's still obsessed with watching this stuff. Like, it doesn't make him stop. You know what I mean? Like, Chuck, you don't like horror movies. You just don't watch them.
I don't watch them. No.
Right.
I don't
but
watch them.
He watches them.
He has a fascination, or he likes to be scared, or it's something with his mom. Some kind of thing like that.
She screwed him up.
I get that. Like, sometimes I don't like being scared, but sometimes I don't know. I'll, like, sit there on a Reddit thread that's so disturbing and creepy for hours right before I go to sleep, and then I'm like, can't sleep. What'd I do? Why'd I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just
I mean, I guess
you can
look at it in the way, like, I'm afraid of aliens. I'm afraid of being abducted and all that stuff. But yet I'm fascinated by it all. Hope to God it never happens.
Maybe because you're so fearful of it, you're trying to watch more and learn more to educate yourself to try to not be scared.
That's what he's doing.
Like, he's so scared about it. He's trying to watch more and learn more about it. So maybe he'll learn a defense trick or something that worked for somebody to survive.
Kind of like with me and coronavirus. Right?
Yeah.
Where some people are like, don't tell me. right? And I'm like, I watch everything you can.
How can you not want to know?
There's a lot of people that don't want to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's lots of people that don't want
to
know.
You have to be knowledgeable of what's happening.
I know.
Educated.
You can't bury your head in the sand, though, if you know stuff. So it's easier to just, I don't know. I don't trust anyone.
Someone said the victims will hear the kidnapper mutter something about Dave Hunter's knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. Dave Hunter's
knowledge nugget.
No.
Dave Hunter's knowledge nugget has captured more children than anyone else.
Yikes. Here's a less murdery one. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, but Venus gets hotter because its atmosphere traps and holds the heat in.
Yeah, it's the worst example of greenhouse gas there is. One of the alien, you know, things was that that was a planet, used to be ours. We destroyed it. And then our ancestors fled here. That's one of the. But if you look at, they sent a probe to Venus that lasted about 1.5 seconds. And it's
hot.
It's acid rain. Right, so it rains like pure hydrochloric acid, I believe,
and just
on Venus.
Melts anything we send,
and it melts everything we send. It's impossible to get a real good look.
Spike.
So, learning about aliens and UFOs and things like that, has that like helped your fears at all, or you know, have you?
Probably in a way, but I still don't want to have to go through it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
well,
of course
not.
But yeah.
No one wants to go through that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, what's that? An abduction?
No.
Ain't nobody
any kind, especially that kind.
I don't want to go through an abduction.
I've been probing myself, though, in preparation.
Oh, okay.
So that it won't be as traumatic.
Yeah.
I've been helping him with that project.
Yeah. He puts on an alien hat.
Yeah. And I got to speak in alien tongues. I'm like,
okay. Oh, wow. Go for it,
alien
Dungo. You know where it goes.
Yeah. It's been amazing.
I don't know what to say about that.
A real breakthrough, Lise. It's been a real breakthrough.
I'm trying to have a conversation. I don't know where we're going with that one.
I'm trying to help
Chuck
out. I'm trying to help him get over his fear of alien abduction.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
James.
So you're not afraid.
That's the scary part.
You're not
part.
Afraid anymore.
That's the only scary. To me, that's the terrifying part about it is because I saw that fire in the sky.
Yes.
But then in doing research, I've realized that a lot of that was Hollywood BS.
Of course.
Right?
Sure.
Like that they took the guy's real story and he was like, well,
they have
it didn't really happen.
They can't just,
that
did you ever
way.
Hear? There's an alien abduction story I read that was, it's still, I think it's kind of famous, but like this guy was abducted by not the classic aliens. He was abducted by these like robot things that had like lobster claw hands and they shoved something like way up his nose and.
Ow.
It was like crazy, but there are these like two rednecks that tell the story, and they're like they seem serious, but it's the weirdest.
Were they taken at a lake?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Robots with lobster claws.
Yeah.
So they stuck them up their nose.
Yeah, and then they put these two guys after their experience in separate rooms, and they told the same story and stuff, and they recorded the. I think it was in Louisiana or something.
One guy died, right? And then the other guy told the story.
Gonna,
is that them?
Are you really going to believe
were alive,
people that came
no,
out
no,
of
no,
Louisiana?
What I'm saying is, like, the guy's dead now.
Yeah, I think the guy's dead. One of the guys is dead now. It's an older story. What did you say, Lise?
So are you really going to trust people from, is it like from the swamps of Louisiana?
I think
so,
yeah, don't get like that. A lobster claw, man, come on down. You just take that lobster claw and jump it right into my brain.
I tell you, they can give me a test for coronavirus with a lobster claw. They're the scariest thing I ever seen. And I have seen some nasty crocodiles and alligator.
I believe them.
Someone said you're talking about the Pascagoula abduction. Is that what it is?
Maybe. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
But it's like these two like redneck dudes. Pascagoula abduction.
Pascagoula River.
I used
Where
to be deathly
at?
Afraid of abductions when I was a kid because of the movie Communion.
I don't want any kind of communion stuff with Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken's in it.
The Pascagoula abduction is an alleged UFO sighting and alien abduction said to have occurred in 1973 when co-workers claimed they were abducted by aliens while fishing near Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Yeah, it's fishing dudes.
This is it. Yeah, there's drawings of what they saw and stuff. He's like, one of those guys are the only right ones. He's like, hey, it's serious. They got robots.
They're lobster claws. These goddamn lobster claws, they don't even know. They grab your wiener with it. They grab your butt on it. They poke around back there.
Like a snapper.
Let me see the photos. If you click on that on the right, yeah, let's just see what we're dealing with here.
So they have top hats and lobster claws?
They were like fancy. They were classy.
Oh, no, those are ears. It looked like a top hat.
But look at his stupid ass ears. He got them lobster claws. He got the ears. He looked like a mummy with lobster claws.
Scariest thing
I ever experienced.
What's happening?
Kind of looks like Dr. Zoidberg from Futurama.
Yeah.
They were just poking around back there. I don't know if they were doing it for their own sexual edification.
You're lucky for you, they were just poking you. They were really giving me a lot of human pleasure.
He seemed like that. When we met back up after the abduction, he was
I was exhausted.
He was exhausted, but it was like a happy exhaustion. Like he just had a great time. Mine was different.
Oh, my goodness.
Them ears, it's weird.
They look like tree people with lobster claws and weird ears.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a sloth, too.
There's a scene in that communion that's like the most terrifying scene. He's like looking at his TV, and then behind his TV, one of those aliens like peeks out.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, do it. Like, he's like, Christopher Walken starts to freak out.
Yep.
I don't think I saw that.
It's a weird one.
He touches the face of the one.
Yeah.
And then it was like a
mask that came off. Mask, God. Goddamn aliens.
Well, those two guys don't seem okay. You know, they like look a little traumatized.
They've been through stuff. You can tell they've been through stuff.
I mean, he's got those deep South sideburns, man.
Yeah, 70s. Oh, he's got it remembered. 73.
Are they still alive? Like the one, the younger guy?
I think the one guy is alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a creepy. It's one of the more creepy.
Imagine working with Chuck after he'd been abducted.
I would know what he would do.
I'll say this. If I got abducted and I really thought, like, my whole life would be over. I wouldn't come to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be like, all right, guys, well, guess what? I got abducted, so none of this stuff matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, none of this make-believe. I'm going to push a little button and talkie-talkie, make a couple dick jokes, and go home and go to bed. Like, none of that matters anymore, you know?
It's a perspective change, for sure, right?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I don't know, and I'm not feeling real funny on account of creatures from another world have been inside of me.
Yeah, they
you know, claim disability or something.
I know, like, I won't get it. So.
You won't get it because it's aliens.
Do we even get disability here?
I mean, you'd have to, I don't know. What
maybe you'd
have
to go the mental
do.
Health route.
Yeah, yeah, you'd have to totally have to go that route.
Crazy.
Yeah, listen, I'd be smart enough to figure something out. Alcoholism.
Oh, right. Definitely. Something. Drugs. You should get involved in drugs.
Yeah, I'd do something.
I feel like it's start a YouTube everything. Network. Like Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Alien based.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I got a few hookups. I'd probably be all right.
No, you could make it work, I'm sure.
You have a plan, it's good. Yeah.
He's got an alien abduction plan. Not many people have one.
No.
Chuck does.
Nope.
I'm kind of scared about laughing at him about that alien abduction plan right now, just because there's so many things you've laughed at him about in the past.
I know, but it's true. It is really true.
Let's not tempt this simulation
exactly.
To push things any farther. We already got snow in the forecast for our local area in the middle of May.
Yeah.
We'll be at home going, damn it, Chuck, damn it, the aliens
right.
come.
I hate being right.
I've laughed at him for years.
I got a lobster claw like deep in me.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Yeah,
wait till you're being DP'd by lobster claws.
That son of a bitch, he knew it and called it. Called it. Are you done? God damn it, they go forever, these guys.
Ten
what
more
are you
hours.
For back there?
10 more hours.
Oh my God, what are you looking for up there? There's nothing.
I do think.
There's nothing in there.
I do think if any of that stuff is true, like a lot of people are like, oh, like why would they be into, you know, doing stuff to your butt or whatever? But I think they're getting your stuff.
You poop?
They're what?
No,
what
you, they're activating.
Oh, they're getting. Oh, damn
that
it.
That stuff.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. Well, because there's a button back there that if you rub the button enough,
so
you.
I would just be like, aliens, listen, before you penetrate me, I'll jerk it right into a thing.
Okay.
Thank you. Give me a little cup or something, okay? We don't have to go the other route.
Oh, that'd be hard to do, jerk it in front of aliens.
I don't know, man. How hot are they?
Your life depends on it.
If Lobster Claw's sitting there with a glove on his on his claw waiting to go deep.
I know this is a weird thought, but do you think there's such a thing as lobster claw porn?
I think you're gonna
find people with problems.
Never looked up
genetic deformity.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. We've looked up lobster claws before.
No, but I think these, I don't know.
Make sure the volume's down.
Oh my God, that's the world's biggest lady.
No.
Is that a lady? No, that's a man, Dave.
I think that's a man.
That's a man, baby.
Well, we don't know, but I think it's... Oh, no, it's a lady.
It's got a mustache.
It's a lady man.
But there's boobs.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I know, but I've got boobs, too.
You can't tell.
You can't see anything.
The guts covering where
you know what? You're not going to know for a couple more minutes.
You won't know until that toy gets put somewhere.
But you're going to figure it out.
No, that's a woman.
It's a lady.
It's a lady. Confirmed it's a woman, yes.
It's a lady.
It's like watching a baked potato.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the the pervy uncle from that Bam Margera show.
Jesus.
She does look like Dorito.
I'm awake.
I just don't understand why they had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle mask.
I don't know. Like that's the only one she could find.
That was disgusting.
Was it Raphael? Was it red?
I thought it was blue.
I wasn't paying attention. No. I was just staring at
it. It was red.
Yeah.
It wasn't good for my heart. God.
That's not good for any of our hearts.
No.
That was
so the first look at lobster. I don't know why that was lobster claw.
I think it's because that thing she was using is like lobster claw.
So this woman is using a lobster claw.
Like actually
right
a
on the
real
streets.
Lobster
Where
claw.
Where is this?
It's got tropical.
She's using an actual lobster claw to give him an
Hollywood.
HJ. I guess that's a whoa. That's a whoa.
It's gonna finish on the claw.
My God, yeah, you hate
this
to see
is the worst
it.
Special effects I've ever seen in a porno.
Yeah.
I hate to see that.
So glad I came back to work.
Jesus, welcome back.
For lobster claw porn.
Yeah. It took a couple more days.
Yeah. You're asking too many questions. I was like, don't ask questions, Lise. It's going to go down a crazy...
I had a few, but not in a way we would go down. This is Dave's fault, of course.
He's the one who went to
lobster claw porn.
I did, because I thought, has anyone actually been penetrated by a lobster claw?
It's the same one.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So there's at least one out there.
Yeah.
GZP.
I thought you were going to hit on that deformity where people only have a thumb and like one finger.
Yeah, I don't want to see deformity porn.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
It's big. Yeah. It's big time.
It's huge, I guess. Not for me, though.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're going to start by firing up the old Symphony of Destruction.
Oh, boy.
My God, wait till you see this footage.
Oh, no.
Citrus County, Florida. Monday. Restrictions lifted a bit in Florida. Right?
Time to go out!
That's it. People who haven't been out in a long time are hitting the roads.
I got gas burning a hole in my tank.
Coffin, then the beach, then a buffet.
Oh, I'm going to do it all. Bob Evans. Long beach walk. Mall power walking later.
Fishing with the boys.
Counting my steps on my walking tracker.
So these folks were out.
Yep.
Wait till you see this. The old dude accidentally backed up onto two other cars. On top of them.
Oh, man.
Like a monster truck?
Yeah. Yep.
The senior driver reversed out of a SunTrust drive-thru and over a curb. He cut the wheel and continued reversing around the curve through the intersection, hopped the curb back into the parking lot, and then reversed on top of two cars. So get this, he came out,
yes,
went out into the intersection,
full
around,
gigantic donut,
big donut.
Let's see it.
Just watch. We're going to tweet this out in a second. Look, there he comes out. Ready? He's coming out of the bank.
I'm out of control.
Out of there.
Oh, he's flying.
on the road, still going, still hasn't slowed down.
Oh, my God.
All the way around.
Oh, my God.
All the way around. Whoa. Back into the bank.
Pedals on the fritz. Look out.
He jumped backwards. Oh, my God.
How narrowly he missed that guy. Did you see that? And the guy was like, oh, my God, I bet they made eye contact.
There he is. On top of cars.
Oh, boy. On top of two cars.
I don't know.
That's hilarious. Why would you park here?
That was my spot.
He's on top of two cars, you guys.
I mean, he can't even.
That's insane.
I wonder if he climbs out, crawls down, and is still, like, pissed.
Probably.
Yeah.
He was.
He's ridiculous. Probably yelling at them for having their cars there, right?
Oh, they don't make these Cadillacs like they used to.
Well, if he wouldn't have backed into the spot like a weirdo, I wouldn't have flown up on top of his car.
Oh, I wish I could find it. A listener sent us a picture that someone took from the bank, and you could see them. They just sat in the car until... help around.
Well, yeah, what are they going to do? Yeah. You're like, you're really old. You're not going to jump down on the hood of someone's car.
How old was this guy?
They looked real old. It was an old guy and his wife, it looked like.
Oh,
it.
His wife
was? Yeah, his wife was in the car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He does the driving.
I could just see, too, her just sort of not even realizing anything's wrong.
Like, sometimes you gotta go backwards at 85 miles an hour.
Whoa, that was a big bump. He took flight in reverse. You don't often see.
No, you don't.
You don't often see the backwards jump.
No.
No. That's a
but
no
we got
one.
To see it today.
Oh my God. It was, I couldn't believe it when I watched the video. I just didn't realize that
it
I saw
been.
The aftermath, but I didn't realize that came before it.
He misses, narrowly misses one car right here.
Yep.
Then this guy stops and he just happens to turn for some reason. And then he almost hits this car. No, he turns and then he jumps onto two other cars. But thank God it was none of these cars that were driving. He's flying.
He was so inches away from that car.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck just tweeted it out so you can watch it too. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. He was not charged.
So right there, he's probably still in the car. Oh, I love it. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It looks like he's on a car and a van.
Yep.
He's on top of a van.
Got two of them.
Jumped right up there.
The car will go up over another car easier than you'd ever imagine.
That's why this car is amazing.
Power of my Cadillac.
Oh, I think I found the picture. Yeah. There. That's them in the car. You have to see here.
Little lower.
Oh, you should not be driving.
I can't even see.
They're way too old. They look like they're 90 almost.
I know.
Yeah. Like they're in their 80s.
He
for
looks
sure.
like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, he's ready to.
Dude.
Yikes.
Seconds away.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're so old, you guys. Like, I can't believe how old they are.
So short. I can barely see over the...
Oh, it's just great. Seriously. I guess we're not going to bingo tonight.
Nothing's going to stop that. We'll use that boober.
Boober.
We'll call
boober.
Us a boober.
Yeah. Or the car comes and picks you up. What a service.
So they're still investigating what caused. Can you guess? No word on any charges being.
Of course not.
What are you going to do with those two or with him?
But incredible luck to not plow. It's not head on because you're going backwards, I guess. But he narrowly escaped hitting a guy basically head on.
I just wish that there was inside of the car footage because I want to know what old people are doing when they do that.
I think he's just let go of the wheel and they're not sure what's wrong.
they don't think to
take their feet off.
And just to push a pedal all the way down is pretty, you got to put some
His leg must have locked up or
well,
something.
Well, no, but he thinks it's the brake. You know, he's pushing it. Yeah. He's pushing it as hard as he can.
Yeah.
Keep pushing it. Thinks, why the brake's not working.
Yeah, why is the brake not working? Yep.
So this footage and the pictures of them in their vehicle up at Dave and Chuck, or actually twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. That's where you can
right
find
here.
Out.
Right here. That's the most dangerous part of this whole thing right there.
That's like something from a movie, dude.
It is. Like a stuntman couldn't pull that off.
Right. And his wife was looking out the window. I bet she made direct eye contact with whoever's in that truck.
Yeah.
Right on. I gotta get us a bird. He flipped me the bird. She's holding her crossword puzzles or yeah. Sudokus or whatever she's doing in there. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
I'm driving the wrong way, honey.
I was close.
Oh, amazing.
It almost obliterated me on the truck.
Again, so thank we can joke about it because no one was injured.
Yes.
Yep. But it could have been so much worse. Damn. And these people could have been in all sorts of trouble. But
you gotta take it away.
Yeah,
you gotta take
driver's
it
license says you can take it away now.
I mean, let's hope they take it away. Although if you're not charged with anything, did they really?
I know.
There's no points or nothing.
No. Oh my gosh.
This is just great.
Go see the footage and the pictures of them stuck in the car. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
Yeah, oh my god,
it's yep. crazy the different versions of this picture.
They got to do a better job of making sure these people aren't driving around, man.
I'd be so mad if that was my car they were on top of.
I'd pass out too.
Oh, if the Breister, someone if an old guy was backed up on Breister's van, yeah, he would have beat him to death.
Wait for them.
He's
to
like,
get out.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you, I'm old too, so drop the mitts, pal. Yeah,
his precious minivan yeah. destroyed.
Oh my god.
So a firefighter who worked that accident reached out to us. He said the old guy kept saying he thought it was in drive. He was flooring it, apparently.
Oh yeah.
He just thought the whole time it was in drive.
Thought it was in drive.
Even though he was going backwards, doing donuts through an intersection.
Oh, my God. He doesn't even know which way he's going.
The wife. I would. Oh, if there was only dash cam video inside that car.
Yeah.
I don't think she even knows.
That's the day the wife becomes the driver. I think
she
it happens.
Can't drive.
I know.
Look at her.
Listen,
at her.
I know that.
She has not She's been driving a... for a long time.
No, I know,
ever.
But she looks more capable than him.
Yeah,
as he's on top, right. As I'll he's on that. Top of caravan.
If I had to pick one of them, I'd probably pick her to be
I'm
my
sure
driver.
She's a terrible driver.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
He's no saint though.
No, they know, none of them. They know they can't drive. That's it.
They have a very powerful vehicle too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's incredible to be on those on top of those two cars. What a feat. What a feat.
You couldn't do that if you tried, I don't think.
No, they pulled off a monster truck move with a older person Cadillac.
Yeah. It's something you got to see. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. You'll never believe it. I had no idea this existed. Did you know that Brian Johnson from AC/DC once did a commercial for Hoover vacuums?
No.
I did not know that.
The same day, listen to this story. The same day that Brian Johnson auditioned to replace Bon Scott as the lead singer of AC/DC, he recorded the jingle for a Hoover vacuum commercial.
In apparently his classic style?
Yes. Yes. Apparently, he didn't think he was going to get the gig with AC/DC.
Right.
He was 32, and he thought by that time he's an old fart. And the Hoover gig paid $700. So he's like, I'm not going to lose that gig.
Yeah.
So he did it. Turns out his audition blew the band away. He was announced as their new lead singer April 1st, 1980. That same month, Hoover released the commercial that he sang the jingle to. Here's what it sounds like. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it too.
The new high powered compact from Hoover. It's a beautiful mover.
Hell yeah.
The new compact does more than beat. It also cleans, it also sweeps, and brushes right to the edge. Right to the edge. Changing a bag as easy as ABC. The new high powered compact. pack from Hoover. It's a beautiful mover.
Hell yeah.
What those outfits to vacuum in.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
That's what I vacuum in.
So and my whole house looks just like that. Like you're in outer space.
No vacuum cleaner commercial has risen to that level of coolness again.
No, wow. That is a pretty cool vacuum cleaner commercial.
That's the only commercial I would run if I were them. Yes, like, I don't even care what kind of vacuum. At the end of it, I'd be like, we don't sell that vacuum anymore, but this is our new one.
It doesn't matter. Just play this one.
Power compact from Hoover. It's a beautiful mover.
Right, that doesn't tell you what it is.
Compact does more than beats. It also cleans. It also sweeps. And brushes right to the
That's
edge.
The coolest vacuum cleaner I've ever seen.
Right to the
I
edge.
Want it. Look at those outfits.
Bag as easy as ABC. The new high power compact from Hoover.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
move. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like, suck! Suck! Suck!
I could have. I hope he does another one.
I hope he has a follow-up.
That's great.
But something that existed in the world, we had no idea.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. I never heard that.
It's going to be in my head when I vacuum.
I'm a beautiful move.
Lisa's in a white dress and white heels.
White
She's
heels.
Got like a veil on for some reason. I don't know why these girls have them on, but they do.
Lisa's like, man, this is awesome.
I like the girls dressed in black.
Yeah, they were cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Go check it out if you want to see it for yourself. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
At this time yesterday, we were talking about the mechanic who was fired from her job when her coworkers found some risque stuff of her online. Well, we have her on the Dave and Chuck lines because we wanted to talk to her briefly about that this morning. Kristen Vaughn is with us right now. Hey, Kristen, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So, Kirsten, rather. So tell us, so you, how long have you been a mechanic at this Honda dealership in Indiana?
Approximately 3 years.
Have you always been interested in cars?
I mean, to one degree or another.
Okay, but you decided to then go get some, you know, official mechanic training and do it for a living.
Correct.
Okay, correct. So 3 years you've been doing that. How long have you been doing amateur porn? Longer or less?
Less, way less. I started that in January of 2020.
Okay, so just this past January. So take us back to how this happened. We've been, you know, we were trying to figure out the details of this story, and it was your coworkers that complained about the stuff you were doing, or just the fact that they were looking at your OnlyFans account at work, and they your bosses found out is what ended up getting you fired.
I'm not really sure who all, like, brought it to the general manager, but essentially, like, my GM and my HR guy had numerous issues that they had with it. They never really told me, like, the specific reason that was the technical one that, like, got me fired, but, like, when they first brought me in, they said, like, you're a distraction in the shop, you've affected productivity, like, and then they tried to pretty much say that, like, if when the guys are watching it at work, like, it's my fault for even bringing it, like, creating it in the first place. And, like, had I never created the page, well, they never would have been looking at the page and, like, they didn't even care that the guys were doing stuff at work and being inappropriate.
Well, that was our question. So the guys are allowed to look at that stuff at work. They don't get in trouble. But because they're looking at you, you're the one that got fired.
It seemed pretty much like I was on Rover Radio like last week, I think, and Dookie or whatever her name is was saying how like,
no idea.
I'm a liability. And so it kind of seemed like that was their issue, because even though, like, there's articles saying, well, it was because you took photos off the clock or whatever. And I was like, no, because, like, I told my bosses everything about that. And then he pretty much was like, okay, well, what if you just, you know, got a new page so that we could, you know, get all the people that are our, your coworkers off the page. He's like, cause that's my real problem. He's like, can you tell who's following you? And I said, no, it's like all anonymous. And he's like, okay, well, that's my problem that I have there. It's like your coworkers follow the page and we can't monitor who exactly is watching the page. So it seemed like that was his problem.
Wow, one of the
questions I had was whether or not you filmed any of the videos at work, even after hours or anything, like, because some of your videos are kind of like, hey, I'm fixing this engine and I'm going to be in probably not a lot of clothes.
Okay, well, that stuff, that's done in my garage here. Like, pretty much the only photos that I took off the clock, any photos that I took at work were off the clock on my own time. And pretty much it was just like, hey, look at the cute, you know, panty and underwear set that I'm wearing under my uniform. Like, that's literally all it was. There was no fapping videos. There was no inappropriate videos that were done at Honda.
Right. So, but like,
but kind of inappropriate.
Like a teaser, kind of like a teaser.
Even if it is off the clock, it's still at the, at the dealership.
Well, I mean, that's my fault. That was just a lazy, stupid oversight that I didn't think of.
So I guess the other part of this is, like, how has this whole thing turned out? Like, has this actually been not the worst thing in the world to happen for your For You page?
Pretty much. Like, I mean, it's been a benefit for the page. Like, that wasn't the plan.
Right.
Because, like, when BuzzFeed contacted me, I honestly was just kind of like, who? And they're like, yeah, like, let's just talk. And so I pretty much just told her what happened. And so it didn't even, like, that wasn't the plan at all, but it was, like, a happy side effect. So.
Right.
Have you seen a huge spike of people on your OnlyFans account?
I'm at about, it's been a pretty decent spike.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, how much would someone make from an OnlyFans account? Like, does it justify enough? Like, could you not work for a while and just live off the income from that?
Oh, definitely. Like, the girls that are in the top of OnlyFans, like, one of the girls that's in, like, the 0.01% of OnlyFans, her page is only $5, but she's got, like, 19,200 fans. So do 19.2 times $5 a month, that's, like,
and she gets all of that?
Yeah.
OnlyFans takes 20% off the top. That's not your taxes or anything. So you get 80% of whatever you make on OnlyFans, and then you have to take your taxes out of that.
Right.
In a radio-friendly way, what kind of stuff are you, full sexual acts or just pictures?
Everything. Like, I got all kinds of stuff. The only limits are, like, it's pretty much just me and my boyfriend.
Right.
So.
And he's cool with it, obviously.
Well, yes, he's doing it.
Here's the other thing we thought of when we were talking about this. Have you thought of, like, opening, like, a hot chick's garage where guys can come and get their, like, you capitalize on this a little bit? Because you get your 15 minutes of fame right now. Have you thought of trying to open your own place?
In time, but I feel like if I were to do it right now, that would be maybe an unwise decision. So I'm just trying to see, like, what all, like, I want to do first, because I have so many different, like, layers of priorities that I need to go through before I feel like I can be like, yeah, I'm just going to go buy a shop. But,
yeah, I mean, it's not the time right now anyway.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guys you worked with, were they douche nozzles that you don't care about anyway, or did you actually like some of these guys that ended up finding your page?
No, that's the saddest part about it, is, like, there were, like, really cool people, because, like, I had friends there that, like, I warned about my page to try and see if they could be, like, spies for me and kind of, like, look out for me. And so, like, I don't know. There's some great people there. There were some people that definitely I felt betrayed by, but, you know, that's not everyone's fault that happened, so.
So you now, where are you now in terms of followers on your fans account?
Around 6,000.
Okay. And what? So how many additional? Like, what were you at before this started, if you don't mind?
It's pretty much like gone tenfold. I was at like 600 and some when the article dropped, and now I'm at like 6,000 and change.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you see a future of you fixing cars and then diddling yourself still happening? Like, is that what you see coming down the road? Like, you fix a car, you diddle.
She might not have to fix cars anymore.
Well, now I can fix cars and do more of like what I want to do, because it enables me to have that freedom to like build race cars and
dabble
in that side of the industry now.
Yeah, so. That's good.
Yeah. You can just do whatever you want.
Not wasting your time doing oil changes and tire rotations.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you joining us. And we did have some questions after talking about your story yesterday, trying to get to the bottom of what actually did happen there, Kirsten. But good luck to you. Thanks a lot for joining the show.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Take care.
That's
Kirsten Vaughn, 24-year-old mechanic, whose coworkers found her OnlyFans account, and then she ended up getting fired because it wasn't the image that company wanted to portray, I guess, this Honda dealership in Indiana.
Yeah.
Like she's doing okay.
Yeah, and she knew she made some mistakes. I mean, she knew that she shouldn't have posted, like, Instagram. Like, it's not, like, I couldn't just all of a sudden start taking super sexy Instagram pics.
Thank God.
And telling people to go to my... Chuck the Freak For You page, which I just started.
Smart. Move.
You know, and I do all everything to myself. There's an amazing Fleshlight show happening this afternoon. You guys should tune in.
It's the best $5 a month I've ever spent. I'm signed up for life.
Yeah.
I prepaid for 2 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm doing so well. I have 6 followers.
Yeah. That's 30
Six
bucks.
Followers. Yeah, it's 30 bucks.
That's 30 bucks.
30 Jason, bucks a week.
Jason the Jew, he may get into this too. Jason,
thought about this.
All right, so $5 a month.
Yeah.
19,000. Yeah. It's like, it's like 95,000 a month, right? If my math is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. If I could get 100 gay guys to give me $5 each.
And you could, because listen, I was shocked when Jason took his, when Jason took his shirt off, I was shocked.
Shot off like a mofo.
I know.
I don't remember taking my shirt off, though. When did I do that?
You took it. There was a photo of you.
Photo of you on the beach or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, you guys really remembered this.
Well, I couldn't believe it. I was like, no.
Did you see this?
All I've seen is Jason in a shirt.
And this is just two straight guys I know.
So I know. Think of what gay guys are thinking.
Oh, so $5 each. I mean, yeah. $500.
Like, that is one cut of Jewish.
How
man.
Far would you be willing to go with this, Jason? I mean, how much do you? How badly do you want it?
I don't know.
You know what he loves is money.
Yeah, you do love money.
You
got to
take 20% off the top, though, right? Because you got to give it to the.
I know, but still,
20% off of
so 20
in taxes.
This is per month.
Yeah, this is a monthly income. Like, even that chick, she was pulling in like 24 grand a month, and I think when I did the math, that's after. The OnlyFans page gets their cut.
Right.
Yeah.
24 grand a month to do stuff to yourself.
Well, I feel like there's got to be some people who keep it not so, like, triple X, you know?
Okay, yes. So what do you envision then?
I mean, me flexing in a pair of maybe two small briefs.
Yeah, you could just be playing basketball.
Right, playing basketball.
In tiny shorts.
Yep. With like my girth,
I've got a lot of ideas.
We're trying to figure out Jason's future.
Right. Workout, he could be working out.
Well, you know, I took the Warzone route, playing video games.
Yeah.
And that hasn't really done it.
No.
Yeah. Might as well try to make.
It takes
some
time to build up a Twitch audience, Jason.
Yeah.
OnlyFans might be your ticket. I'm glad people are starting to see things my way. But if you need somebody to wrestle around with in briefs, Jason, you know my number.
Oh man, I got a great idea. Just follow me. Kiddie pool, a bunch of oil, James and Jason wrestling around.
Here's what we do. We put hot dogs in our briefs, okay? And we got to wrestle to get the hot dog out of our briefs.
He's an artist.
Whoever gets the hot dog out is the winner.
All right, so you wanted to know where my limit was? You just hit it. This might just be a solo project.
All right. Okay.
Bye, Jason.
I'm just saying.
Hot dog wrestling.
Give me a call when you want all those followers.
Man on man hot dog wrestling.
Dude.
That's something.
Yeah.
Never even thought of that.
Nobody had.
Well, I'll work on it.
A lot of guys are asking for her information, so we'll do her a favor. We'll tweet out a link to her OnlyFans page, twitter.com/DaveandChuck.
We've really given this woman a lot of promotion the past 2 days.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to say they're asking for mine. It's the least we can do in these troubling times.
I guess.
Unprecedented.
Yeah, unprecedented times.
It's our charity work.
Okay, so twitter.com/DaveandChuck. Just tweeted out her info there. If you horny little bastards really need it,
yeah,
you can find it.
And I guess
Actually, I made a big mistake. I tweeted out the link to the senior car crash by mistake.
Oh, pull it down. Pull it down,
sorry,
technology Dave.
I'm
scared if I
did
it on my account. Oh. My fiance is going to murder me.
No.
Yeah, I taught you that.
Yeah.
Boom. Delete. Okay.
The weird homoerotic stuff's one thing. Now I'm tweeting out candles. Yeah.
No. That's not allowed.
You're walking a razor's edge as it is.
I know. Just need to make a David Chuck account for everything. I'm lazy.
I guess we'll tweet out Jason's For You page when he finally starts
it
up.
When he sets it up. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you can see him, I guess, flexing his tiny briefs.
Yeah.
I got some tiny briefs you can borrow too, Jason.
It's so true. He does.
Okay, Jason, are you there?
Yes, Dave.
Would your new bride, all joking aside, be okay with you setting up an OnlyFans page?
No, I don't think she would.
No, it'd have to be on the download.
Nope.
What about 24 G's a month? Would that change your mind?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
maybe
a monthly income. That's what I would talk about. That's my argument. 24 G's a month!
That's if I had a business plan. I know, I get it, but you have to get to how many people for that? 6,000?
6,000.
Yeah, like 6,000 doesn't just happen overnight.
No, it takes some time to build up. You know, you're going to have to do some butt tricks, pick up quarters with your butt cheeks.
That's true.
You know, you're going to have to do weird things and penis puppetry and stuff like that until you get to the 6,000.
Yeah,
but
Jason,
then
listen,
tone it down.
The guys are just flooding us here. Gay guy here would totally pay to see Jason remotely naked. Another one said, shut up and take my money, Jason.
You see? All right, I'm going to put a business plan and a proposal. I'll talk to the wife and I'll let you guys know.
Okay,
all
you let us know.
We'd be happy
to.
Great.
If we're going to promote this chick's page, we can promote yours too.
Of course.
Jason's only fan page. Someone said, I actually know some guys who show their meat on OnlyFans. They do all sorts of stuff in skimpy outfits just to make some extra cash.
Works well, that's what's messed with James's brain, you know, because he knows a guy.
I know a guy that did it. He paid for his cocaine habit.
You know a straight dude that did it was just using it to fund his extracurricular activity.
Yeah. And he had enough to fund that.
And you know, now I know why he always had money. I'm always like, because I know the position he had at his job wasn't the highest paying. So I was always like, here, let me grab a couple of beers. Like, no, I got it.
Listen to this. My younger brother has been doing gay cam wrestling shows since high school. Made enough to buy a house.
See?
Changed your mind yet, Jason? Wiener wrestling's not doesn't sound so bad after all, huh?
Wiener wrestling.
Honey, I bought us a house. I can't tell you how I did it. Don't ask too many questions.
Another one says, got a friend that makes $1,000 a day, just mostly tease videos, not even going all
the way. Because like, you have to, obviously, if you're a guy, you're targeting guys. Girls don't care. There's maybe 6 or 7 of them out there that want to see Jason oiled up and wrestling in a wiener wrestling match or whatever, but it's guys.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are the ones that they have disposable income. They're like just throwing, you know. That's why these cam girls and everything, they do so well. You know, it's just dudes. And what's crazy, it's dudes with, I don't think they even have a lot of money. I think they just make a choice to drop a lot of money on these girls.
Yeah. Well, and some of it's like OnlyFans is like fairly reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like $5.
Yeah, like if you think someone is massively attractive, like you're like, oh my god, this is the most beautiful girl, and you're a guy, would you spend $5 a month to probably every single day you get a random nude photo from that person?
A lot of dudes would.
Yeah. For sure, and that's how they do so well. James, someone just said make sure that hot dog is kosher for.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
it has to be kosher
wieners. I know. I'm not going to mess with his religious beliefs. Come on, man. Yeah, make him a few extra bucks, and maybe get my name out there a little bit too. You know?
First of all, I'm not
I don't keep kosher.
Okay.
Second of all, I'm not eating the hot dog out of your pants.
All that wrestling around, you might get hungry.
Well, you know what? I think because I'm going to be directing. I think all you do is we simulate that we'll cook a hot dog up that isn't in his pants.
Well, you charge extra. You're like, hey. For $25, we'll eat this hot dog.
Exactly.
But it doesn't have to. They won't never tell. It's the actual hot dog from my underwear that you won in the wrestling match. Because exactly.
It's the whole idea of it all. It doesn't matter that it's not real. Guys will be making a fortune.
Trust me, Jason.
You
team up with Chuck and I. We'll take you straight to the top.
Well, now it sounds like we're mixing the mukbang thing too. So we just got a whole lot of money making going. Yep. There you go.
Man, gay wrestling, hot dog mukbangs,
food, gay porn, all sorts of stuff. They can get into
no penetration though.
But she just lost her job, so hopefully that we keep this on the hush hush.
I don't have an
OnlyFans.
Don't do it here.
Yes.
Well, we'll just charge the company to promote the show on your OnlyFans page and help get the listenership up. Don't worry, Jason. We'll find a way to make this work.
We can make it work. Troubling times.
Yeah, these are strange, unprecedented times. We'll find a way to survive.
Yep.
By the way, women too, Jason.
There you go.
They say they have disposable income too. So.
Yep.
We're already building.
See, you already got the women involved. Me, I can't get the women involved. All I have is the gay Latino community.
He's huge in the gay Latinos love him.
Yeah. They do. No joke. I was blowing up in Mexico with my Manthong Adventures on Instagram. Too weird.
Hey, look at these games.
Yeah.
Hola, amigo.
He's like a gay luchador.
Well, I'll trade you 30 females for 30 gay Latinos from the community. And we can even it up.
There we go.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.